Welcome to Celebration Community Church's Sunday Sermon Series. Celebration is located in San Jose, California. We would love to have you join us on Sunday morning. Find out more at www.celebratejesus.net or call our office at 408-225-1000. Now, enjoy the message.
Listen to what the Lord is saying to the church. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. In the final unfolding days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit on those who are serving me, men and women, old and young, and they will declare the word of the Lord. And I will cause wonders, everybody say wonders, in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. And everyone who receives their message will be saved. Then in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the charismatic verse, the Pentecostal verse, this is our favorite verse. It says, but you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea, Samaria, and all and to all the ends of the earth. You know, how many know that that's San Jose and California and this nation? So let's agree together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit anointing that comes, that makes this relevant, God, because of the so important season that we're at. Thank you that your word is alive. And I thank you, God, that we here at Celebration, joining with churches across this nation, are saying, Lord, come, visit this nation again. We claim that together in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. 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 You can be seated. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I want to get into this. I've been excited about it as I was preparing. And let me just give you a quick review that the Lord said in 2016 that it was going to be a year of grace and mercy. These last months, we have seen the grace of the Lord come upon this nation. And that's the reason I'm going to be sharing about this, about the things that have unfolded, because we need to see this from a spiritual position. And then the situation of mercy that has interrupted what would have happened. In 2016, at the beginning of this year, I said, the bottom line is that God needs you. And underlining that fact, we're going to show you this morning how, along with the prophetic word of last week, how important it is that we recognize what this season is all about. Throughout 2016, we've been talking about your ministry, and also we've looked at preparing you and equipping you for the release of your ministry in the important days ahead. We spent this whole year, and the only thing that's going to change this message is next week, which is going to be about Christmas. But turn to someone and say, he's going to work this in also. We have to understand this, because there's a stirring in the spirit realm, and my heart is stirred too. And that's why it says that we need to understand to be like the sons of Issachar, who are able to read the signs of what's going on. How many know that ignorance is not bliss? Right? Last week we looked at releasing the miraculous in 2017. Let me just give you a review for those who have not been able to listen to the message. And we have already, I mean, it's been doubled the amount of hits on the website. So I want you to know that you're listening, we're here, but the message is going out to the website, and God's getting the word out. So, as I said, I want to review. Let me just back it up here. What I'm going to be sharing with you is the agreement with the pastors and leadership across this nation about why the results of this election was so crucially and critically important. We are in a prophetic time here in the United States, across the world. And the word prophetic means the season of when the prophetic is released is that when God begins to speak to that particular ministry, there's a fivefold ministry. And there were prophets in the Old Testament, but there are prophets in the New Testament. And we are in the New Testament. And God takes these individuals and he speaks directly to them so that they can declare or prophesy that particular word that God is speaking. It can be talking about the future, setting things into order, but it's a clarity. And when that witness, when the Holy Spirit begins to speak, God speaks that into the world. And for those who have ears to hear, it stirs within our hearts. Last week, we showed you something. But we're in prophetic times right now. And you know that at the beginning of each year, at the end of the year, I go and seek the Lord for what he will have for us in for the next year. So I'm praying right now about, God, what is it that you want? What's the prophetic word that we want to stand behind and to allow and then stand in front of it to reinforce us so that we can know what's happening? So these messages are going to be, we're in a prophetic mode right now, and I want to speak to you prophetically so that you can hear. Again, I want to underline, we are not talking about politics. We are not talking about, but we're talking about stewardship. And let me tell you something, unless the spiritual atmosphere in this nation is set, if it is not set in order, then hell can break loose. Unless the spiritual atmosphere is established, then the enemy can do whatever he's wanted to. And you look back at these past years and you see what I'll talk about, and we've talked about it before, the moral breakdown, the family values, and all of this. It's important that we recognize that our position in preparation for what God wants is to join with the Lord in that prophetic word that says we want to establish the spiritual realm because it's always on earth as it is in heaven. I need some feedback a little bit. I'm going to get insecure again. Amen. It means I agree. I was going to go off on a bunny trail, but we don't have time. The elections of this year has opened a door for the move of the Holy Spirit in 2016. What I've been doing throughout this whole year is teaching preparation, the prophetic preparation for what God wants to do in the actualization. And that's going to begin in 2017. This could not have happened without God's intervention. It sets the stage for us. It set the spiritual atmosphere for America. It is also, let me back that up, it has also opened a doorway for the church to walk through to reestablish again godly principles. This is all review. Now is the time for the Christian to be sensitive to what God is doing, to understand the process, what's going on, what are you doing here? We're not sitting back any longer and just saying, you know, whatever happens, happens. How many know that fertilizer happens, right? Sometimes that fertilizer becomes overwhelming to us. I like to grow tomatoes. You guys know that. Everybody suggested that if the ministry doesn't work for me, I should open up a tomato stand. But one time I learned, and I put too much fertilizer on my little tomatoes. And you know what they did? And I couldn't understand. I thought I was blessing them. Fertilizer, when not dealt with, it kills the plant. What we need to recognize here, that this is a spiritual situation, not political. I have to keep saying that. How many people understand what I'm saying? Most of you. It's not. We're dealing in the spiritual realm. The political realm will be dictated by the spiritual realm. Let me say that again. The politics of this nation and any nation, and I base that on Scripture, has to do with the political atmosphere in which God is able to move in the situation. When the political, when the atmosphere is not being led, the spiritual atmosphere is not being led, then the political atmosphere leads. And you know what happens? It dictates to the spiritual atmosphere. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So I have to keep saying that over and over. We let down our guard, church. Over these past years, we have let down our guard. We have been called to the kingdom for such a time as this. And what has happened? We have watched this nation deteriorate economically, morally, and globally. It's time for us to rise up and lay hold of the doorway which is being offered to us in America again. I'm not running for office. Colossians 4:3 says, the Apostle Paul says, pray for us so that God may open a doorway for our message. Hosea chapter 2, verse 15, I will return, and I'm applying it for today, I will return her, America, her vineyards. Vineyards represent the economic, spiritual, and fruitfulness to her and transform the valley of trouble, which represents discouragement, job loss, spiritual lethargy, all the things that we basically are saying, you know, we're just being overwhelmed. And it says that what God is going to do here, he's going to open up a doorway of hope and prosperity and spirituality. How many people want to live in hope this last year? How many people last year were sort of hopeless about things? Yeah, it's true. You just look at it and you say, Lord, there are more against us than there are for us. And you know that that's not biblically true. But it seemed that way, didn't it? It was just like we're just being overwhelmed. And our voice didn't have any say. And we watched these things begin to deteriorate, and we're saying, Lord, we're not in Kansas anymore. I told you over and over again. I just found out, and I'm not against any of this thing, only dealing with us from a spiritual perspective, that now, how many know the new thing is fluid gender? Fluid gender. Now, again, I'm dealing from a spiritual. Do you know that the Academy Award, you can, one person can get, regardless of their gender, can get a Oscar in both categories as a woman and a man? Now, what can you say? I still can't deal with the bathrooms, and I can't deal with some of the other areas that are diametrically opposed to the principles of this nation. And folks, you'll hear me say, as what's being declared, if we don't do something, if we don't recognize who we are and who we've been called to be, then let me tell you something. You and me and all of us are going to be redefined and put into a slot that has absolutely no value. And we're going to be told what to do. Now remember, I said, this is prophetic. I'm not yelling at you. I'm not bringing a negative message. But as I said, those who want to hear, let them hear. Because things are coming in the days ahead where we have to be spiritually aware. We saw that a doorway in Scripture, when you define that, we went over this, that a doorway in Scripture, God is opening up a doorway. It literally means an opening or a new dimension, an opening for anointing or empowering. An opening. Jesus is the doorway. We're to approach 2017 through Jesus. How would that be cool to happen? I'm opening up a doorway. Actually, it also says it's an opportunity. Behold, I stand at the door knocking. What we did last week, and I can't go through them, is we showed in Scripture the doorway that was offered, and we looked at a number of those that failed. didn't walk through the doorway. And I'll just put them up and Adam and Eve in the garden, just a couple I'll throw out. They were offered a doorway to be able to walk through, to be able to have eternity set up. I told you before, the first thing I'm going to do in heaven, I'm going to smack Adam right in the snot. But then the Holy Spirit says, if you would have been in the garden, you'd eat an apple also. So I said, never mind. But that doorway was offered. And what happened, they rejected it. Remember when the Israelites were brought into the promised land and they said, no, the first time, no way, we're not going through? God says, go take a lap. Or when Jesus, the Messiah, was rejected. In America, these past years have been turning away from Christian foundational principles. We have a doorway. I looked at the positive ones, and as you remember, the Israelites were offered a doorway. Isn't God wonderful? He never gives up on us. He will bring us to a point. If we've missed the thing, He will bring. Now, would you go through now? Will you step over into what I have for you? I love it when He does that. It's not like you failed and that's it. From my background, I lived in failure because I could never live up to the fullness of what God wanted, because I knew that I was going to mess up again, no matter how hard I tried. So consequently, and some of you know what I'm talking about, we just lived in a place of hopelessness and discouragement because we knew that God couldn't bless us. But I want you to know, and I'll say it again, I don't care what happened in 2016, if you miss some doorways, God's going to give you that opportunity in 2017. And that's what all of this is about, to make you and us and the nation aware of it. So we looked at that. The invitation today is being offered to America again. Will you walk through the doorway? And that's why He's bringing this clarion call to the Christian who have the foundational mandate that we are to be the ones on earth to proclaim and declare and pray for this nation, to pray for the move of the Holy Spirit upon this nation, to move for what has been taken away from us to again be taken back because we did not walk through the door. Amen. Sound like a bunch of Presbyterians this morning. But I know you're saying amen. John 4:8 says this. Well, let me read this. We are entering a season where God wants to raise up the church, that's you, to release the kingdom of God, the miraculous, in and through our lives. Jesus said, unless these people see miraculous signs and wonders, Jesus told them, they will never believe. And I've told you before, and I want to understand, God is desiring to pour out His Spirit upon us so that we can be the ones that release the miraculous. How many people are candidates for that? Jesus did not go preaching the gospel when He went into a town. Most people don't recognize that. He didn't go in. We literally, what He did is He set the stage. He walked into the situation and He healed people. He got their attention. And what happens, the church for so long, all we've has been releasing rhetoric. And then because we're humans, we don't live up to that rhetoric and they call us hypocrites. Right? But let me tell you something. You, in the marketplace, go out and pray for somebody that's having a hard time or whatever. God tells you to do this, and you say, can I pray for you? Well, you know, I've got this terrible, my marriage is going down the tubes. I've got problems, physical problems, and I've got to go take it. They say I have cancer. They say I have this. Well, can I pray for you? And I've got to go to the doctor tomorrow. Have had this happen many times, and have had many people tell me, can I just step out in faith, walk through the door? God says, here's the doorway. You have a doorway. Step through. Can I pray for you? Well, most people will not turn down prayer. especially if they're needy, and they're all needy. Can I pray for you? Lord, Sally right here is having a hard time, and I know you love her. You told me. And right now, you know the details about her more than the doctors know. And Lord, you've ministered to me so many times, and you've healed me, and you've encouraged me, and you've brought me to the place where I can believe you for just about everything. No, Lord, I can believe you for anything. And I just bring to you Sally. And Lord, I can just sense that she's in fear, and the doctors are, they don't know what's going on, but I'm asking you, would you please touch Sally? Would you please heal her? Would you please bring her to a place of peace so that she doesn't have to worry about the outcome? I pray in Jesus' name. I can't tell you. That's all you have to do. Your responsibility is not to see that she gets healed. Your responsibility is to be the connecting rod between heaven and Sally. Simple prayer like that. And it's amazing how people, thank you. Thank you. Because what you've done is you've allowed the Holy Spirit to be released, where the Lord's saying, I need permission. And you are the one that becomes the conduit with God. And you don't have to pray some way. I don't know what to pray. Pray something like a child, right? I've got grandkids. They in Jesus' name. Prayed for one of them. I got so many of them. I mean, all at one time they gather. Somebody prayed for Sushi. I didn't pray for Sushi. My dog, Sushi, was limping. Hurt his foot. Little. I think it was. I can't remember who it was. But it may have been Lucas, the littlest one. And I was. He said we were. Oh, I know. It was Caden started praying for Lucas, his brother, and Lucas came over, and they both put their hands on Sushi, and they prayed, Jesus, fix Sushi's paw or foot, amen. And they both said amen. If Sushi got up and walked away, no problem. You want to have a miracle, go grab one of these little ones. They believe. There's no doubt in their mind. Revelation says, I've opened a door for you that no man can close. And then Esther, what time are we doing? We're going good. Turn to somebody and say, we can do this. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and 21. Listen, in the last days, as I said, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens and above, and signs on the earth below. And everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. This election has set the stage for the spiritual atmosphere of America. It has opened a doorway for the church to walk through, to establish this nation again on godly principles. It is the church that establishes the nation. No one else is going to establish it. The church is the one that's been called to establish this nation. And I say again, I'm going to prove it to you. Today, while it is still today, I'm going to minister on, we're ministering on releasing the miraculous in 2017. Extremely important. I want to encourage you. I want you to be stirred in your spirit, man, because without faith, nothing is able to manifest itself. But with faith, everything is possible. So the title of this message is Part 2. Let me just give you some insights again as we follow through, because I want to lead in another direction. If the present policies were continued and it was promised by the past candidate, let me tell you, as I mentioned, someone asked me, Pastor, who are you going to vote for? And I said, I'm going to vote for the person who most lines himself to Scripture. And I did. The person who most aligns himself with scriptures. If the present policies were continued and there was a promise, in fact, a platform that they would continue, then moral and social structures would continue to be redefined. How many know that there has been, over these past years, a definition on moral structures? Yes? Everything from the family to gender identity to all of it been redefined. And there has been a promise to continue that cycle. And I tell you, in 2008, and I'm just talking about what happened. I would have never thought in 2008 that it was going to be passed, okay, that my grandkids can share the same bathroom with people of their not gender, or the other way around. That it would be okay in our schools to have bathrooms that if my child or another child felt like they wanted to go and join the girls' basketball team, that it would be okay to be able to do it. And the school was literally pushing that, or that sex education would be promoted and would be taught in kindergarten. It's a part of the platform and promotion of some of the things that we do not believe in. Now that, to me, in fact, it was lauded, because what we're doing is we're opening up our mind to all these things. And it grieved my spirit, and it grieved the Holy Spirit. The suppression and antagonism towards Christians would continue. You can't pray in school. You can't have Bible studies. You can't bring your Bible to work. You're not allowed to say Jesus. You need to be quiet. You need to take your Jesus outside, because it's not allowed in the marketplace. We're not allowed to have the Ten Commandments any longer. We're not allowed to deal with those situations. That would have continued. Social or globalism. Listen, I'm a world traveler. But I'll tell you something. The United States of America is unique. And what has been happening is there have been a dissipating and a redefining of who this nation is. We were, as you remember, can recall, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. They're working on taking, as you know, God out of everything. You can't mention that. Because somehow or another we're usurping someone else's freedom. And when we end up having a place right now where, I'm not being negative, I'm just saying, listen, we can't be asleep at the wheel again. It's not me over here and everything that goes out over there. I'm into people coming into this country. We're all immigrants. But how do you know there's a way of doing it? I'm not against all the people that have come against come into our land illegally. But what happens is, if we don't hold up the law, what's going to happen is that we're going to be a land of lawlessness. You know that California, they're going to be sanctuary city. See, I've got people that always feed not just sanctuary city. You know, Santa Clara Valley, Santa Clara is a sanctuary city. You know, San Francisco is a sanctuary. Now what they're going to do, they're trying to double down and make California a sanctuary state. Well, you know what that means. If people have broken the law, come to California. Wonderful. We won't persecute you or litigate against you. And what we'll end up having is a wonderful state of lawbreakers here in California. Wouldn't that be wonderful to live in? Everybody say not. Also, continued increase in national debt and continuing the policies of turning away from Israel. And many Christians haven't the foggiest idea what's going on and how important this is. And I'm going to tell you this morning, you're going to become some of the elite this morning because you're going to be able to understand. However, the election has opened dramatic changes in the spiritual realm, in this country. Again, the potential, at least the proclamation, that we will align ourselves in biblical principles, family values, abortions, and education. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have our kids taught about this nation and not having it represented as something we were bad people around the world, we took over this thing, we threw the Indians out, and all the other stuff that's thrown out. In fact, they don't even teach American history in school any longer. The liberals who have this particular event have manipulated the whole understanding. They've written the textbooks, Common Core, and all these things are basically anti-United States. I've had teachers tell me how terrible it is. That's why we see so many, which I'm agreeing for, but it should not be this way. But there are many, many families who are putting their children in homeschools or private schools to get them out of, well, you're paying for this liberal stuff anyway. Aren't you happy about that? And you don't have a word that you can say about it until. Also, religious freedom no longer restricted. The re-emphasis on the Constitution of what this nation was founded upon. And again, say it again, alignment with Israel. Last week, we shared with you a prophetic word from the prophet Kim Clement. If you have not heard that word, go back online and listen to it. Kim Clement is a internationally known prophet who gave a word in 2007 that Donald Trump would become the president of the United States. Donald Trump was not even running for office at that time. But he prophesied in 2007, that's what prophets do, that God was going to put a Trump in the White House. And Donald Trump would be, listen to this, would raise up the walls of this nation. When the Lord speaks, he brings clarity. That word was given in 2007, and it was fulfilled in 2016. I'm going to show you a video in just a moment. A prophetic video. And if you remember what I've said over the years, as Scripture says, you want to find out what God's doing, look to Israel. If you want to understand what's going on, look to Israel. And I shared with you many times over the last couple years that what's happening, in order for God to be released in this new dynamic that is coming, according to Scripture, all the nations of the world are going to turn against Israel. And we saw, for the first time, since this nation was built, established, that Israel was not our primary ally in that land. In fact, there was a promotion against Israel. If you hear and you listen to this, most people are saying, you know, let me just share something with you. First of all, let me give you the important biblical insights about Israel. First of all, and this is scripturally based, Israel is God's people. He called it. You know, we're not God's people, according to what's being said. We are the church. We're the bride. Israel is not going to become the bride. Israel is not going to become Christians when they accept the Messiah. They're going to become completed Jews. So, in fact, I've met many completed Jews. And that's what they say they are. They don't say that they're Christians. So, God's people It says that Israel is the apple of my eye. Also, God let Israel, gave Israel their land. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. And by the way, you can get the notes also online with all the areas so that you can have this information for those listening online. Listen, they regained their land in 1948, where they were recognized as a nation. They were removed from their land 586 B.C. B.C. That's before Christ. That's when they were kicked out of their land and they were scattered throughout the world. It was not until, and the Bible says, when this begins to happen, know that there's a great move of God in the making. 1948 is when they were again acknowledged as this. They are a nation and this is their land. We did that. Harry Truman, the President of the United States, said, we acknowledge, the United States acknowledges Israel as a nation, and we acknowledge their land as theirs. Very important. Scripture says that Israel was not to be divided. And what we have is many administrations that are trying to have peace in the land. Have you ever heard that? Have you heard that? This whole, in fact, that was one of the last couple presidents, even before that, were trying to establish peace in the land between the Palestinians and the Jews. Let me tell you something. It will not work. It's not going to happen. According to God's word, God says that the land of Israel belongs to Israel. The Arabs want to come in. The Arabs don't want peace. They want to kick, and I'm not against the Arabs, I pray for them. Ishmael, Isaac, you understand what I'm talking about. They do not want, and Netanyahu, try to say that fast, he knows, and the Jewish leadership recognize, they don't want peace. Because the previous prime minister said, if we can have peace, you take this side, and we'll take this side. And everything was supposed to be okay. Well, it lasted about a month. And then they started to encroach. It's not going to happen. There will be no peace in Israel when we're trying to divide the land. The land of Israel has been in continuous wars since they repossessed it. And it happens today. I'm going to show you something in just a moment. The purpose is to drive Israel out of their land. Ezekiel 36, 2 and 5. Also, God says, the Bible says, God will defend Israel. And Scripture says this, and this is why this is so important, that those who honor Israel, God will bless. And the opposite is true. Those who dishonor Israel, God will curse or not be able to bless. So when we look at the overall picture and we want to see the blessing of the Lord on this land, we have to refocus again on our relationship with Israel that's never going to go away because God has established his plan for it. We need to say, God, forgive us, for we've turned away from Israel, your people, who enabled us to become, to have relationship with you. It's through Israel that we have become Christians to know Jesus Christ. Are you aware of that? Abraham was the father, and we have been grafted onto the branch. So every time you read about Israel, you thank God that you're getting to heaven because of them. I want blessing in this nation. For the last number of years, there has been a turning away from Israel. And that's why we see this nation in turmoil the way it is today. If you have an ear, hear what the Spirit of the Church. When you listen to the news, it's not like, oh, I just want to... Let's get on. I don't listen to this stuff. We have to be aware of this. For ignorance is not bliss. And Scripture says, my people are perishing for a lack of what? Knowledge. Now, I want to set up something. I don't know if we have to dim the lights or not. I'm going to show you a video that talks about, or shows, a prophecy that was given in 2012. It's given by a prophet from Africa. And what you will see is, as I've said, there is a war going on between Palestine and Israel. There, you're going to see a particular time where ISIS is about ready to cross into Israel's land from the Golan and the Golan Heights. And ISIS, Arab ISIS, is about ready to enter into the land. And the Israeli soldiers are waiting for them. And the battle is about ready to happen. And God, remember I said, and in the heavenlies, God is going to show signs and wonders. What you're going to see is that God is going to interrupt that. And as the ISIS comes to the border, about ready to cross the land, God brings in a storm that literally goes down, you'll see it, goes down the whole border of Israel. Nothing happens on the side, the Jewish side, but on the other side, there's total turmoil. And what happens, the eyes of the ISIS soldiers are blinded because of the storm. Now you're going to hear the prophet say that there was a heavenly host. That's the word that he used. And the host, what that means, that's another word of saying the angels. The angels of the Lord are used as messengers to help God's people. Us, you have a guardian angel. And this is probably the third one you're working on because you've worn out the other two. So, what I want you to see is this miraculous, with some understanding. I want to read it quickly, but let's go ahead and add that right now. If we can dim the lights, that's good. If we need.
Israel, and it was a very relentless conversation that went on until this morning. And in that conversation, the Lord lifted me up above Israel, and he showed me the state of Israel, the nation of Israel, and he showed me all the borders of the state of Israel. And then Jehovah El Olam, the God of Israel, he showed me the heavenly hosts that were released, and they stood on the borders of Israel. Every place where there is a border, there was like this, a lot of heavenly hosts. They were standing to guard Israel. They stood on every inch of the border of Israel, from north to south and back, from north all the way. They covered every single inch of the border, was covered by somebody standing, a heavenly host. So I saw a lot of heavenly hosts, and they were moving. There was a movement. It was not just standing. They were moving. They were moving back and forth, back and forth, by the borders of Israel. They were moving with flaming swords. Again, I saw the heavenly hosts released, and I saw them totally surround Israel, cover the borders of Israel, protect Israel, protect every inch of the boundary of Israel. And then the voice of the Lord said, then they shall fear the God of Israel. And then after that, the Lord showed me also the glory, his glory that went and covered Israel again, covered the borders of Israel as the heavenly hosts were standing there. His glory that covered the borders of the state of Israel, the borders, just the borders, to protect Israel. So the Lord, the God of heaven, he that watches Israel, he is aware of what Israel is going through right now. And this is what the Lord says. I myself will now protect my beloved people, the nation of Israel. And it shall be known that Israel is the center of the earth. And these are my covenant people.
A lot of times we talk about the hand of God, and it's some kind of a theoretical type. When God makes a promise, and he made a promise to Israel, as he's made a promise to us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will release from heaven my blessing, it says. God had promised to defend Israel. And here's a sign, it's happened, it will happen. And in the last days, I've told you, we're going to see the power of the enemy come in like a flood, and God's going to raise up a standard. So get used to seeing the miraculous. Amen. Get used to seeing the miraculous through you. Let me quickly do as fast as we possibly can. The Lord is opening up a doorway. The reason for the results of the election and the key to the doorway, which is this next season, is the Lord is literally has interrupted the downward spiral of America and the nations of this world to fulfill biblical prophecy. The downward spiral, here it is, 2 Timothy 3:1-5. You should know this, and I'm going to read it fast, that in the last times there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving, and they will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hateful and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, the United States, Israel, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. The Lord has interrupted the spiral, and he has now opened up a door for an upward spiral. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and 8. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And we saw this. Even on my servants, and they will prophesy. I will pour out my spirit. Upward spiral intervention means, what is the air? It means to us. What is going to happen is the release, empowering of the church with authority. We have not exercised our authority here in the United States, and we've seen what's happening. So the unfolding of the upward spiral is a release of authority to the church. Next, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Redefining. When we went through our renewal service, it was an incredible sense. Our renewal time, let's just say it that way. There was an incredible desperation and love for the Lord. We were willing to go to church 4 days a week from 7 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the morning. We were willing to have 160 conferences because we loved the Lord. There was literally insatiable desire because the Holy Spirit, we made ourselves available back then, and we asked the Holy Spirit to fill us afresh. And when that happened, nothing was more important. Remember that, those that were there? Also, a releasing of the miraculous, demonstration of God's power. 2017, we are going to see the signs and the wonders. We are going to see that demonstration of the power of God that literally now is free to be able to manifest itself. The direction of the church is the prophetic mandate. This is our prophetic mandate. Mark chapter 6, verse 15, he said, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creatures. It says, Matthew 18, 19, and 20, therefore, go and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I will be with you to the very ends of the earth. Matthew 24, 14 says, and the good news will be preached in the whole of the world as a testimony to the nations, and then the end will come. Romans 11, 13 through 11 says, and this is the directive of church, understand the present times, for it is very important. It is now time for you to wake up from your sleep, to be aware of what God is doing. The time is near. Matthew 25, verse 13, I could spend a week on each one of these areas. Therefore, keep ready, because you do not know the day or the time. We are to be ready, to be available, to be equipped, to be in faith, and to believe. Right now, God is pouring out, or he's speaking a beckoning to the church. And we know we who accepted Christ are going to. We know that. But why does he say that the time, we won't know the time or the season, but be prepared? You know what that is? When talking to the church, that you have a sphere of influence that you are to minister, a sphere of influence of people that you have been assigned to by God. And he's anointed you, and he's anointed to be able to impact those people. He's giving you an anointing to be able, whoever that sphere of influence is, your family members, the neighbor, whoever, your people at work. God says, I've anointed you. And that's your ministry. And there's no pressure whatsoever, because as we move in the things of the Spirit, everything becomes natural. But I don't want you, me, or anyone of the church to be able to say, God comes and all of us, we have missed our opportunity, or we did not take availability or time to be able to minister to that person that was on God's agenda for us. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, that we need to be ready, we need to be prepared, we need to be in faith, and we need to be, which we've done all this year, equipped to know who we are, and then be believing. This is going to be the questions And I'm going to go through this really quickly, and then we're going to close. Sometimes we get a clap for that, but not too many times in celebration. This is going to be the question that the Holy Spirit is going to be asking the church in the days ahead. The first person was last week. Now we're doing it the second person. First person, we were talking to the church. Now we're doing it for the second person. Second person is them, or the church corporately. Now the first person is us. It said, do you believe that this is important time? Do you believe that there is a spiritual doorway that has been opened? Do you believe that God wants to bless America? Do you believe that God, that the Lord is desiring to pour out His Spirit upon the church? You. Do you believe that the Lord is ready to pour out His Spirit upon this nation? Do you believe that God wants to release miracles in and through your life? Am I willing to be used by God and to walk with Him through this doorway? Incredible questions that we have dodged in the past or given sort of a general answer. But now the Lord is stirring the church and saying, I've come, I've put you into the church, into this season for such a time as this. And God is, ladies, would you come? Desperate for us. A fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, a fresh stirring of faith, a fresh stirring of peace in our life that enables us to understand what's going on. And I guarantee you, you're going to see such pushback as you've never seen. Such pushback. But greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. Next Sunday, as I said, is our family Christmas Sunday. I don't want you to miss it. What I'm talking about is so important for the days ahead. I want this nation to be able to put a nativity scene and not have it classified as unique. I want this nation to be able to say Merry Christmas again, and not be politically incorrect. I want this nation to be able to say that Jesus Christ is my God without feeling that we're going to somehow damage someone else's feelings. I want this nation to teach their children that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. And I want this nation to be one nation under God, where we glorify Jesus, we acknowledge our honoring of all that He's done for us, and to let that influence again come back into every aspect of society. You say amen for that? Bow with me. Father, we just thank You. Thank You for an opportunity again, God. For opening up a door, for allowing the stirring of hope to come within ourselves again, that this nation will provide an opportunity where again, not only the foundational principles of this nation to be released, but that You would be glorified. We yield to You, Lord, as You're speaking to the church across this land. Let that prophetic stirring that You've released through these circumstances become a part that changes us and makes us available for the days ahead. We claim that together in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies,
Just building up the anticipation here. If you want worship, you got to start praying.
Is that your prayer? Take my life. Take your neighbor's hand right now. Father, I bless my brother and my sister on my right and left, those that are online right now. We ask that your Holy Spirit would cause there to be a stirring in this land, a recognition that, God, you're stirring up the army of the Lord. And this is not a time of despair, discouragement, or pressure, or any of it, because you lead by way of peace. But God, we don't want to just sit back and watch what you're doing. We want to take part in it. And we truly do make ourselves available. I thank you, Father. Bless my brother and my sister. Cause them to be stirred. Cause them to recognize that, God, you're speaking not to a corporate entity, but them individually, us individually. And that you desire to use us, to minister to us, to encourage us, to cause hope and faith to rise within our heart so that we can look to the challenges ahead with a joy of knowing that you've gone before us to prepare a way. And in the midst of despair and discouragement, whatever, we, your church, you, me, you, sons and daughters of God, we can look up and say, Father, thank you for the joy. Thank you for the peace that the world can't give. But in the midst of whatever situation is, we stand looking to you, Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. Thank you for that, Lord. Let your neighbor's hand go. Father, we tap in and we say, yes, we do believe in these things, God. And we're making ourselves available, and you will create your perfect plan for our lives. And God, we acknowledge that this season right now, even as we're going into the Christmas season, Father, we're asking that as we continue to pray for this nation, it will be again a nation that literally exemplifies what it means to honor God Almighty and to present that to the world and be that support and that strength that they have run to in the times of the past. Lord, we agree with you and we thank you that we've been called to the kingdom for such a time as this. Now receive the benediction. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And all God's anticipating sons and daughters said, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. Turn around and give somebody a hug. God bless you. Have a good week in Jesus' name. A great week.
Thank you for listening to our Sunday sermon message. Pastor Babish is available for personal and family counseling. Please click the Counseling tab for more information. Again, we would like to invite you to attend our Sunday service or call our office if you have any questions. May the Lord richly bless you.